Good evening, Zimbabwe. This is your number one youth forum, The Connection, coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America on Tuesday, May 10, 2016. I am Tungameli Nkomo.
And I am Tatenda Gumbo. And this evening, we will examine the effects of the continuing brain drain as more young youths, young Zimbabweans, leave the country to get an education in greener pastures elsewhere.
Let's get connected on our social media platforms. Find us on Facebook at VOA Studio 7 or on Twitter at Studio 7 VOA. We can also get things going on WhatsApp, and the number is 001-202-465-0318.
And if you want to join us live on air, you can call in and we'll take down your number and your name. Just call us at 001-202-619-2077. Again, that number is 001-202-619-2077.
We are also streaming live, of course, at voazimbabwe.com and on voashona.com as well as voandebele.com.
Zimbabwe is losing hundreds of thousands of young people each year who are migrating to other countries to get a better education and a better life. The reasons are obvious. The country is in distress and its economy continues to crumble with little remedy action that from the government itself.
As a result, Zimbabwe has become one of the top sub-Saharan countries with high human capital flight. And the medium to long-term consequences are too dire to contemplate when it comes to the development of the country, analysts say. Graduates often opt to seek employment in their host countries than to return home. And as already said, the reasons are pretty obvious.
Mm-hmm. And today, Ntunga will be talking to graduates who are in the United States for many different reasons, who are in the UK for different reasons, and who are where they are for many different reasons. Of course, we want to hear from them, find out how the experience was in the diaspora. Of course, it's a very tough experience itself. But for those who are staying, why they would like to stay, and, you know, if they want to go back to Zimbabwe to do anything, if possible for them.
Indeed, litshona njani emakhaya ikuhlangana namhlanje ngolwesibili kuhlelo lwenu uhlelo lwabasakhulayo uhlelo The Connection namhla udabulise kudwini sikhangela ukulahlekelwa kweZimbabwe ngabasakhulayo besuke elizweni besiya kwamanye amazwe kubomelika kuboBrithani, Australia, Canada, South Africa, Botswana bagcwele yonke indawo besiyadinga imisebenzi abanye ngabafundayo bathi beqeda izifundo zabo bahlale emazweni wona lawo badinge imisebenzi bakhe bagxile impande khona ngapho ngoba bathi akula lutho lokuphendukela eZimbabwe ngoba akula msebenzi umnotho uqhubeka ubhidlika. Ngakho sikhangela namhlanje umthelela obakhona ngokusuka kwabontanga abaningi abalakho ukuvuselela umnotho welizwe abalakho ukuthuthukisa ilizwe besiya ke kwamanye amazwe kwazi waye batereri kusangana kumuchirongwa chenyu chirongwa cheve chidiki chirongwa The Connection nasi tiri kutarisa inyaya yeve chidiki vari kusimuka munyika vachienda kuno dzidza uye kutsvaga mabasa kune dzimwe nyika nenyaya yekushayikwa kwemabasa munyika tiri kuziva kuti upfumi hwenyika hakuna kumira zvakanaka uyezve vanhu vakawanda havana mabasa vari kuchema chema vari kuti zvinhu zvaoma munyika.
Mm-hmm. And Tunga, of course, as we said earlier, we're going to have a wonderful panel of young Zimbabweans who are in different areas for many different reasons, of course, just to point that out. But let's start off with someone who's joining us in studio. I think he's a friend to the show. They might even think he might be a co-host, but we haven't given him those rights as of yet. That is Admonish Deda. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you. Maswera sei muri yeZimbabwe tinofara kuti takokwa zvakare pachirongwa cheThe Connection. Ndakabva kugraduata this past weekend vhiki rinorapfuura paHoward University apo pandaistuda computer information systems.
Mm-hmm. Thank you there. Saka, you already introduced yourself, but you know, tell us about your experience at Howard University.
So kutanga ndoda kuti sezvinongozikanwa nemunhu wese fundo muAmerica inodhura. And ndichirangarira kupinda kwangaita muAmerica ndanga ndine $200 muhomwe asi ndanga ndine chinangwa uye ndanga ndine chimbo chekuti ndaida kudzidza paHoward University. So ndakatanga kushanda pandikagara kuMiami kwemakore mairi ndichishanda ndichichengeta mari kwakuzotanga chikoro paHoward University. Zvanga zvisiri nyore nekuti mari yanga iri shoma asi chivimbo chekuti ndaida kukwanisa kuzograduata kuti ndizokwanisa kuwana basa rakanaka randaisa kwanisa kuwana kuZimbabwe asi basa yakwanisa kunipa mari yekuti ndaikwanisa kuzvichengeta uye ndozotumirawo mhuri yangu iri kuZimbabwe. Izvozvo zvakandipa simba rekuramba ndichishingirira kuti ndikwanisa kupedza chikoro.
You are talking computer science, man. That's a big deal. That's pretty huge. Yeah. How do you feel now that, you know, you are seeking employment here? Of course, I'd like to assume that you are a patriotic, you know, Zimbabwean like everyone else. Mm-hmm. But how do you feel that, you know, given the lack of opportunities in Zimbabwe, you can't go back, but, you know, you have to impart your skills to develop America?
You know, muchirungu vane term yekuti there's no place like home. Chidiso chemunhu wese ari muno muAmerica ndechekuti ange achicontributa muekonomi yekuZimbabwe. Asi nekuti hakuna opportunity yacho yekuti unokwanisa kuwana basa raunokwanisa kushanda. Vanhu vakawanda vano they prefer kuti vagara vari muno muAmerica voshanda vachitumira mari kuZimbabwe. So ina hangu ndine ndilakire kuti ndakawana basa uye nditange ndichishanda kuIBM. But ndinovimba kuti nera mangwana ndashanda makore akati one day ndichakwanisa kutora experience iyoyo ndoendawo kuZimbabwe ndonotanga company and ndokwanisawo kubatsira Zimbabwe kuti ikure ndichinge ndichishandisa zvanenge zvadzidza kuno kuAmerica.
That's a pretty good man, we wish you well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's an inspirational story there.
Indeed, $200. Yeah, very inspirational.
Yeah. We also have on the line on Skype our second guest, and that's Abel Gumbo from Atlanta, Georgia. Abel, good evening.
Good evening. How are you?
No, actually, it's good afternoon. Zero farmer with Georgia, I'm done. That's good.
Mm-hmm. Saka Abel, you are at Morehouse College in Atlanta. Tell us about experience yako getting here to the States and, you know, your experience thus far. Past 4 years, we understand you're graduating this weekend with a bachelor's.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. The experience has been awesome, to be honest. I got here, it was August 2012. I'm on a scholarship that's funded by High Life Foundation in Zim.
Mm-hmm.
So I got here, I'm doing computer science, by the way, and I have to say it's been a great experience. So what many people don't realize, whenever you say you're going to study in the States, they always picture this environment with all these different people from different races. In Atlanta, I went to an HBCU. It's mainly black people at my school.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it is. But through my interactions with them, you also get to realize that even if people are the people here, they're all black, it's all people from different environments, people who've been through different things. So I have to say it's been a learning experience, a great one, because I've been able to learn from other people, learn how they do their things, learn how they even interact with each other. So that has been a great experience, getting to understand more about their culture.
Mm-hmm.
And academic wise, it has also helped me because I'm doing computer science, and I feel like getting this degree has positioned me better in terms of my overall goal in life, because I've always wanted to do something along the lines of technology. And spending all these 4 years doing technology, I feel like I have some of the skills, or at least know which direction to go to in terms of technology and trying to get better.
Mm-hmm.
That's Abel there. So we have two computer scientists. That's Admonish and Gumbo. And, you know, of course, people don't know, but I'm also a student.
Mm-hmm.
These guys are, you know, they were doing computer science, and I'm doing web design.
Mm-hmm.
Student. And we could actually form a company after this.
I think so.
We should.
Yeah.
And then the whole point, take it back to Zimbabwe, and it's then.
Okay, I'll say yes.
We'll get back to that.
We also have our third guest, Kimberly Bebe, International Relations Master's Candidate at Coventry University, Epilitane. Kimberly, kunjani?
Yeah,
I see Apila. Kunjani, Epilitane?
I'm going to go to the school. And ungabona kakhulu ekhaya inkinga ekhona abantu baqhathana ngokwazana, baqhathana ngezivumo. So ugcina usiba nzima ukuthi nxa ungathola i-opportunity lapha ukhona ubuyele uyohlalela indlala, ugcina usiba caught in between. So inkinga ekhona silesifiso sokuyasebenza ekhaya, silesifiso sokubona iZimbabwe iqhubekela phambili, but kunzima, umumo uyala. So kungcono ukuthi abantu bebe befunda emazweni bemelele ukuthi izinto zingatshintsha, sesiphenduka-ke sizosebenzela ilizwe lethu.
Kodwa zizatshintsha nini, Kimberly, ngoba sesiside isikhathi, mhlawumpe zidinga ukutshintshwa yini ontanga?
Bona ingani inkinga ekhona ikhonokho kokuthi abantu sebediniwe, sebephelelwe, and njalo inkinga ekhona yokuthi abantu abadala bayesaba ukufeyisa iZANU-PF because iZANU-PF ile history yokubulala, iyachaya, iyagarabha, iyabulala, ayidlali. Lokhu besokwenza ukuthi abantu besabele khathana ukuthi betshintshe izinto. So mbona ingani thina ontanga yithi esele opportunity ukuthi even lanxa kulama mass demonstration ayenzakalayo against i-government, yitho kumele sibe u-forefront, siphuma sesiyabanga umsindo ngoba siyabe silwela ikusasa yethu. Singayekela ukwenza njalo kuzahlupha kakhulu ngoba sizahlala sitshona singabayanga, singaphumeleli, sisebe sidinda one down.
Uh-huh, that's Kimberly there saying, you know, many young people really want to go back, but you look at the economy, you look at the job market, mm-hmm. Things are tight.
Mm-hmm. Of course, Admonish, you have a take on that that topic there. You can chime in.
I think it's very true. Chokwadi kuti government yedu yashaya a lack of seriousness in trying kuti va rejuvenate the economy. As we look at the current scenario in Zimbabwe, Ijeji, you have Minister Juwawo who was busy threatening my industries. Kuti you have Patrick Juwau, Angari Minister of Indigenization, Angachi threatened my industries. Kuti, if they do not cede 51% shareholding kuma locals, government was going to take over. And what that does is shaka discourage investment. The only way youth in Zimbabwe iri abroad are going to come back to Zimbabwe is vakawana mukana wekuwana mabasa. Tiri kuda kuvaka Zimbabwe tiuda kuti mhuri dzedu dzirarame. But hatikwanisi kudzoka kumusha kana government isiri kukwanisa kucreate maconditions ekuti macompanies aoperate. Kana vasiri kupa mari mbudget ekuti maclinics avhurwe, zvikoro zvivhurwe, kana mari iri kubuditswa o mari iri kubhadharwa nemataxes nevashandi iri kushandiswa kutenga mota dzemaminista kuti president aende kumatrips. Hapana chavari kuita izvozvo chinokwanisa kuinspire confidence in the economy. So tikatanga kuona shanduko mune zviri kuitwa negovernment yedu izvezvi, tikatanga kuona kuti vari kuencourage maindustry kuti aoperate, vari kutipa maconditions ekuti tiwano kudzoka kumusha. I think at that point we'll start looking back and saying, okay, maybe this is the right time ekuti tichidzokera kumusha. But as of now, there is nothing that the government is doing to inspire confidence.
Of course, we should mention that the government says is developing a diaspora policy to engage Zimbabweans in the diaspora for the development of the country. Finance Minister Chinamasa says, and I quote, they've submitted a document to cabinet already. Mm-hmm. And Minister Chinamasa is quoted as saying, once approved, structures will be put in place to engage the diasporans in a more formal manner to enhance their participation in the national development process through remittances, direct investment, philanthropy, and skills transfer.
Mm-hmm.
He continues, as part of the process of cementing the engagement process, government through the said ministry will undertake engagement workshops in South Africa and the United Kingdom. This will be followed by similar workshops in the United States, Australia, and New Zealand, where we have a concentration of our nationals. Ubona ukuthi ngumcabango omuhle yini lo, Kimberly? Hello, Kimberly?
We have lost confidence. Bengaze bephumele ama policies wapi? Bengaze bephumele ama policies abathi kumbe ngama policies egolide. The thing with our government is the policies, yes, may be good in paper, but they are not implemented. And this has been a recurring process. It has been a regular occurrence, and nothing is changing. And to be honest, we as the youth have lost confidence in our government. And to tell you, even that policy you're talking about, very few of the youth actually know about it or are aware about it. There is a problem, there is a crisis. When youth are not following the up-to-date, day-to-day politics of their own country, we have a problem. They're not even proud to say they come from Zimbabwe because of what our leaders are doing. We feel that our leaders have actually put us to shame. Our leaders are not a good example. So whatever policy they may come up with, ngoba kudala bepromise abantu izinto zingaphumi. So at the end of the day, really, yes, the policy sounds good. It sounds like a good idea, but I don't think it's worth it anyway. I don't think it will be implemented. And the thing is, our government, it always does the same things. They write down good policies on paper, but they do not come up with a theoretic framework of implementing that policy. It will be useless at the end of the day. Better not have a policy at all and just leave things like that.
So I'd admonish, I see you shaking your head, but let me play devil's advocate before you give your take there, because there's some people would say that you know, we see programs like Mandela Washington Fellowship that brings over you know, nearly 100 young Zimbabweans you know, each year, and they're doing many different things back home in Zimbabwe. And some of them have said, of course, infrastructure is an issue, policy is an issue, but they're still able to maintain some sort of business. So why is it that, you know, we go so hard against the government when it comes to young people who might not be returning back home to Zimbabwe?
For starters, the Mandela Scholarship and Fellowship is an initiative here, the U.S. government. I see program yakatangwa ne Zimbabwean government. So those youth, mukakwansa kugara nawo, mukataura navo, they will tell you of their frustrations, of how difficult it is to operate in Zimbabwe. Just recently, there's a ZANU-PF youth gentleman, Anonze Lumumba, and he was talking, I think, in one of his videos about how people are being frustrated by Zimra to just open companies. So you have a lot of youth in Zimbabwe, Warimo, who've been given the capacity through program, I gotta say Mandela Fellowship, to do well, but they're being frustrated by the government. That's the first thing. The second thing I was going to go to, the diaspora initiative that will launch when a government. Government is negotiating in bad faith. You cannot come to the diaspora and say, we want you guys to contribute, when you don't even give us the power to speak. I'm not putting my money where I cannot account for it. Government has for the longest time denied us a diaspora vote. We can vote in the diaspora, even though it's in the constitution. You know, so just that basic idea, we are treated as second-class citizens by our own government, and yet they want money from us. That is definitely one of the reasons why this program is not going to work. The second issue is the issue of accountability. The president comes and says $15 billion is missing, and up to now, no one has been arrested. Nothing has been done about that. And you want us to invest our billions in Zimbabwe and give us our billions for you to manage. That program is not going to work. And already there's a lot of sentiment, there's a lot of talk that's going on social media about that proposal. As long as the government is not serious about engaging us, giving us our rights to a vote, and showing that they are going to be accountable for the money that we'll invest in Zimbabwe, that program is not going to work.
Sithathe umlaleli ecingweni umoyo eSouth Africa. Moyo kunjani?
Hayi, ngiyaphila, kunjani?
Hayi, sikhona baba, kunjani eMzansi?
Hayi, kuright lapha.
Yeah, uyayizwa indaba?
Yeah, ngiyayizwa, kodwa inkinga i-government yethu leyi ayisifakeli izinto zokuthi zingakwanisa ukuthi zisebenze kahle. Thina sesabaleka segoli, sabona ukuthi noma ufuna ukwenza i-business, i-business yakhona ayizozeyiphumelele. Manje uyabona ukuthi sebafuna ukusinika amaphepha bathi imali. After 2-3 months basitshele ukuthi amaphepha leyo asasebenzi, sokufunakala imali enje. Kuyahlupha, uyabona.
Egoli kuyasebenzeka yini? Iyatholakala imisebenzi, la mathuba nje ukuthi nxa uthe wathola mbijana uyakwanisa ukuvula ikampani.
Ya lapha kulula kakhulu, lapha ungakwazi ukuzenzela izinto zakho, lapha kungena umuntu okubuzayo, uyabona. Manje ekhaya ungabuyela uthi yenza ibhizinesi, uzoshona sokubuya amapholisa, kubuya abezimra, bakuthathela izinto zakho. Ekhaya yeye kuyasabisa, yazi.
Hayi,
ukukhululeka kwethu kungaphi? Mase sithi singathengisa emastridini basithathela izinto, masithi sifuna ukuthi sifuye izihuta lezi ezibuyayo, bathi sifuna ilayisensi ye-$500. Uyazi igovernment yakhona ngazi ukuthi ifuna siyenzeni.
Hayi, siyabonga Moyo ngokungena kuhlelo.
Hayi, nami ngiyabonga.
I'm not sure if Abel is back on the line now. So Moyo was saying there that you know, things are tough. And in Zimbabwe, even if you really wanted to open a company, it's not easy. And he cited the issue of the quail beds, the famous Riutazwanetsa Mazwano, Anzi, chero ipapo vanhu vari kuda ku they are breeding zviuta government yakupindira hanzi it's illegal chisakanzi zvere kunetsa.
If I can go to Kimberly Bebe, are you still on the line? Hello?
Hello.
Hey there. So I just wanted to ask you, because there are so many, facets in this conversation. Of course, there is the economic and political issue that we see. But, I think some people always say, for those in the diaspora, how are you helping back home for other young people like yourself? What can young people do in that respect, irregardless of, the many challenges that we do face when it comes to political, economic issues? Is there anything else that young people can do for each other? Those who have been able to go out and who don't want to come back but still want to assist?
What it is young people in the diaspora who've got access to information and resources can use those to educate those back home. For example, here in the diaspora, you find that internet access is fast and it's easily accessible. But for our relatives or our cousins back home who are not exposed to those things, we can actually share the education, we can share ideas, and we can even, the other privileged young people can even try and support their other siblings or cousins back home to get the education that they need to try and achieve something. So I think it's an issue of information sharing and an information of educating each other and just an information of cultural exchange as well. That's the main role that young people can do who are actually learning in the diaspora. Because what it is, I look at the fact that the modules that I'm doing, the international relations degree I'm currently doing here, and the one that's done at UZ has got different modules. So it would be interesting for me to link up with the other students in the UZ, and we share ideas about how we're taught, how the system teaches us here compared to the way the system in Zimbabwe teaches us. It would be interesting to look at it from that point of view, that we need to share ideas, share information, and also help each other to get access to things that can develop ourselves besides monetary issues and political issues.
Maybe going back to the Mandela Washington Fellowship issue, we know it's about 60 Zimbabwean young people are coming here next month under that program. You look at their profiles, you go through their profiles, you're like, wow, this is amazing. We have talented people in Zimbabwe, young people. I hope this analogy works well. We have big fish in Zimbabwe, but the country itself
small
is
pond.
A tiny pond. They can't swim. So it's crazy.
It is. And you're saying, we even, when we look at the list of the Mandela Washington Fellows for this year, we were even saying, wow, this is awesome what they're doing. But now it's a question of how you get that to translate back in Zim, but also translating here, because, you have countries like Nigeria, which compete with the U.S. and they know that, okay, they have educated, these young people, but they compete with the country and say, no, we want these young people to come back to our country and, build the infrastructure, build the economy, things like that. So it's a question of how Zimbabwe, if ever, it can cultivate, young people who are around the world to bring them back home.
Indeed. People need an incentive.
Yes. Indeed.
You don't have to throw stuff at them in their face, at the same time trying to lure them to come back. Mm-hmm. It's not going to work.
Mm-hmm. But Antunga, with that, I think we're getting right to the top of the end of our first half of our show. We have some other graduates who will be joining us on the program, giving us the experience here in the States. So Kimberly Bebe, please hold on the line. Abel Gubo, hold on the line there. Admonish, don't leave. And to our radio listeners, it's time to say good night. But Antunga, of course, each and every day, they should go where?
Indeed, we are streaming live on the internet at voazimbabwe.com, voashona.com, and voandebele.com. Let's connect again next week. Our radio listeners, everyone else online, please do stay tuned.